Hi all, and welcome to the All Things Woo podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Ray. This is a place for spiritual beings as well as those that are spiritually curious to come together and share their experiences, talents, and beliefs. If you've ever been drawn to ghosts, aliens, crystals, mediums, psychics, or maybe you're just somebody that's outgrown the dogma of religion, then this is the place for you. I like to think of it as a place for all things woo. I myself am a lifelong spiritualist, a spiritual health and wellness life coach. I've been reading tarot for the past 14 years, and I also facilitate one-on-one breathwork sessions. I'm here to share my own experiences and bring my own take on spirituality, but I'll also be inviting other coaches, spiritualists, and experts on here to share info with you guys. And if you have a story that you want to share, then I want to give you the platform. So please reach out to me, and I would love to see if you can be on the show. Let's get started. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of All Things Woo. I'm your host, Taylor Ray, and today I am sitting here with Erica Briones, who is a self-pleasure shaman, and she is just going to be sharing her experience and her story with us, and I'm going to let her introduce herself, and we'll get started.
Hello, everyone. I am Erica, and I'm just so in love with this idea of spiritual woo. And when anyone asks me about the question, like, introduce yourself, there's so many ways I can introduce myself. I can tell you about my Mexican heritage. I can tell you about my epic story, my hero's journey. I can tell you about my life now, living my dreams. And so for now, I'm going to just start with gratitude, because gratitude always anchors me back into what my truth is, who I really am. And I want to bring gratitude to the land. I want to bring gratitude to the present moment. I want to bring gratitude to Taylor and her epic, epic show, who's going to change thousands and millions of lives. Woo. And I don't like to describe what I do. I like to describe who I be. So who I be is liberation, is honesty. It's pleasure. A big part of my brand is pleasure and giving others permission to feel sexually confident, feel sexually sovereign. And that's who I be. And it starts by embracing the awkward, by owning who you are. It's one of the things that a lot of my clients share. It's like, I don't know who I am. Mm-hmm. You know, we all think about gurus at the top of the mountain. Who am I? Why am I here? Who am I? Why am I here? And honestly, a lot of who I am is so connected to my sexuality. And my sexuality is so connected to my spirituality. Mm-hmm. So that is who I be. And I can tell you, like, the generic answer, that what I really do is I am here to guide those to create authentic relationships by releasing shame around sexual taboo desires. How I do that is a technique called emotional clearing or spiral clearing that uses various maps like acupuncture points, chakras, spiral dynamics. And yes, I can tell you that it's epic and it's a modality and it's spiritual, but it's really a conversation with your body. And a lot of people who have dis-ease, and I've met people with ADHD, Lyme disease, mental health. And if you ever go to a shaman, they will say, I do not promise or guarantee mm-hmm. that I will heal or cure you. You are the cure. We are just a mirror. We're just here to speak the truth. So whether it's yoga or tantra or Reiki, it's actually you being with someone who leads you down a path of honesty and truth. And that's what spirituality is for me, is right. Really unlocking those just hidden emotions that we're not being honest with ourselves. And most of those conversations relates to sex and money.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yep.
That's the truth.
Oh, almost everything I would say, even outside of that work, comes down to sexual shame or feeling unworthy in the bedroom or unworthy financially or like some combination of the two, which is so sad.
It's true. It's so interesting. I just did a healing last week around someone's toothache. they had a toothache for about a month, like physical pain. Turns out the hidden emotions was sexuality and money. And after, it was like, I don't know, what is this, witchcraft? Because like all my pain is gone. I'm like, okay, if my witchcraft is awesome and it creates pleasure, actually a lot of the pleasure that I work on is healing the subconscious, is healing the inner child. And what my witchcraft is, it's really about listening to people and being honest with them.
Right. Mirroring things back. I always tell people coaching is like just reframing your own thoughts to you, because really there's like magic in it when they hear it making sense to other people, when they see it validated, when they understand that there's a reason behind it. And then it comes back and they're like, oh my gosh, you're so full of wisdom. And it's like, I'm not really. It was you, but thank you.
I can relate to that. It's mirroring, it's reflecting, it's listening. The other person saying something, you repeat it back and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe that's what I've been living. I'm like, yeah, because you're telling me and I'm telling it back to you.
Yeah, it like lifts that veil, right? That we don't know is in front of us for whatever reason. But I mean, it's magic in its own way, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And how would you say that you found this? Were you just walking around as the kid healing people? I mean, everybody has a great story.
That's a really good question.
Hero story is great. So we'll try and do like a...
Oh my goodness. There's so many stories. So the concept of self-pleasure shaman came from me writing a blog called Sacred Prostitute Chronicles, From Sex Worker to Self-Pleasure. A lot of people ask me, oh my God, like how is a shaman space? First of all, I don't lead people through plant medicine, ayahuasca. I'm not a trained shaman. I'm not going to tell you that I've went to the mountains and I've trained with shamans. Shamanism is within me. So I was born in Sonora, Mexico. Sonora, Mexico is central to Arizona. So you go south. And so years later, after I went and came back, I discovered the magic of the land. And basically, there's a lot of like plant medicines there. And there's a tribe called the Yaqui. And it's magic because they dance with the deer. So I'm still learning about the Yaqui tribe, but apparently they kill the deer.
Okay, and a little bit less magical there, but...
Less magical there. But the reason I'm sharing this is I didn't accept where I came from. I didn't accept my family. I didn't want to know. Why did I not want to know? Because I was sexually abused by my stepfather. I didn't want to learn about history. History was my least favorite subject. And so I realized that I was just playing that role into get the good grade, get into a good school, marry the man, have kids, and live the extraordinary life. And for me, I was not only sexually abused, I was mentally abused by the idea that I can't live my dreams. Until one day I started praying, and I did not believe in prayer. I was Catholic, like literally Catholic, just very religious. But there was a moment where I was tired of being tired about being abused. And so I sat into prayer and I'm like, God, I just need a solution. I need a miracle. Guess where the miracle came from? Didn't come from outside and didn't come from God. It was literally a conversation about listening to myself. We all ask about what is the divine feminine. It's believing in yourself, believing that you are a God goddess.
Yes.
And so, yes, I did pray. And then there was a moment of clarity. I said, I need to tell my mom about this abuse. And so I told my mom, and then, you know, I continued the path. I continued the hero's journey, but I was still living in my, my past. I was still living in my trauma. Okay. Again, I did not want to talk about it. I did not want to go to a therapist. You know, I didn't believe in spirituality. I was very skeptical. I was like, I don't believe in all this stuff. I mean, I like the tarot cards, but it was more of a game. It was more of a, oh, this is cute. Maybe one day, but I didn't believe in it. I didn't believe that I was the creator of my reality. And so eventually, years later, I was still going through that trauma. I was still meeting narcissists. I was still like reliving that pattern, reliving that history. And then I got into sex work for like almost a decade, thinking, oh, I'm going to stay here for a few months. And a big part of my healing was, again, going back to prayer, mm-hmm. going back into where is that miracle come from? And the miracle was healing my sexual trauma.
Yeah. I like what you said about how you were still stuck in that cycle of, even though it looked different, you were like, I'm still meeting narcissists. I'm still having these patterns pop up. I think you hear that a lot from people who are unintentionally doing that to themselves. And they're like, well, I always attract this type of person, or I'm always in this situation, or this always happens to me. And it's like, do you see any patterns there? Do you see anything unfolding?
So to echo what you said, why do I keep doing this pattern? Why do I keep meeting these people? That is witchcraft. Mm-hmm. Like, witchcraft is literally creating, like, spells. It's like the words that you're saying.
Yeah, spelling, the words that you use, spelling. The words that you write. Yep.
Yeah.
Power and in so the word.
It is power in the word. And it's also the questions that we ask ourselves. So I kept asking myself, why is this happening to me? Why is this always in, right? And then I kept repeating that frequency. I kept repeating that energy.
Creating that narrative for yourself.
That narrative. And that is my magic. My magic is the power of words. And English is my second language. So anything is possible.
Right. What would you say, what really helped you when you were in that slump? Like, if you were to advise somebody to start changing their narrative, what would that look like? What did you do? Do you have any advice on it?
That is a great question. Again, we all have spiritual tools. You mm-hmm. can have like a Toys R Us kit of tools. What matters is that you resonate with what it is that you need at that time. For me, the first thing that I needed was meditation. Mm. At first, I was very skeptical until I discovered my meditation. Again, there's going to be a million meditations out there. It's going to be a million Reiki teachers, but there's going to be one that fits you. Just like if you go out dancing, there's going to be a genre for you. Mm-hmm. Or if you're discovering a fitness plan, there's going to be one specifically for you. Or you're trying to find your favorite dress, there's going to be one specifically for you. So it wasn't like, okay, this was the one. It was a series of little moments. Yeah. And for me, it started with meditation, and that led me to prayer. And then that led me to discovering my own healing modality, which I created. And eventually I became my own healer. That is my mission, is to teach you to become your own healer. And when you become your own healer, you start to recognize, okay, I'm in my shit. What do I need to do differently? Mm-hmm. How can I overcome this? And that's the magic. You are the magic.
I love how you say that. I also think I have an episode, a couple episodes back, talking about like spiritual discernment and how it's not a one size fits all. It's never going to be a one size fits all. So I'd say if I were to come to you and I were to tell you, oh, Erica, I really don't like meditating in this way, she wouldn't tell me, well, you have to learn to meditate in this way or you're never going to get better. It would be more of a conversation about like, well, what does work for you? Where do you feel your best? How do these things look out for you? Those kinds of things. And so I just want to circle back to that, that it's going to be different for everybody. So nothing that she says is meant to be a one size fits all. You have to take everything she says to heart or everything that I say to heart. But really, that relationship with your own body that she mentioned at the beginning of getting to know yourself, getting to know what you truly need. And I think for me personally, I think the hardest part of mine was, where are all the ways that I'm holding me back? What are all the things that I'm doing to myself? Like, what are all of the stories that I'm telling myself? That level of honesty mm-hmm. to sit there and own your shit and be like, this part is actually my fault. This part is my fault. I've stayed in this like victim mentality or whatever it is. And then sitting there like, oh, I really didn't have anybody to blame for that except for me. And I think that's the hardest part that nobody wants to talk about.
The self-responsibility piece.
Mm-hmm. The accountability.
And that actually is a big part of my healing, is forgiveness, which is one of the teachings of Tantra. Yeah. In Tantra, we share, Tantra is like expansion to liberate. It means Sanskrit for, gosh, I don't even remember because I've brain fog. So I'm just going to keep it real. But what I do remember is I really like the definition of expansion to liberate, because when you're expanding consciousness, when you're expanding that intellect, you're really liberating the past story. Mm-hmm. And part of like letting go is forgiveness. And forgiveness is not pretty. Like, I'm not telling you to forgive it right away. Allow yourself to be angry. Allow yourself to go through the 5 stages of grief. Part of forgiveness is like, allow yourself to feel the shit. And one of the mistakes that we make as women is gossip. Like I just finished Bridgerton yesterday and I was like psychoanalyzing Bridgerton. I was like, wow, like I used to be that woman who would get off on gossip. I would just like get off on gossip and I would need to be in my victim or be in my drama, yeah. Worst case scenario. And that's how my mother related to me. That's how my cousins connect. The more we have passion around drama or gossip, we connect. But as soon as we talk about like our purpose, our desires, our sensuality, like money, we're like, we're not going to talk.
Not polite. It's not polite.
It's not polite. Yeah.
Don't sit there and talk about money or sex. Like you were saying earlier, like the super taboo subject. So that kind of leads me into my next thing with like where you were talking about how you help women with like their taboo desires and stuff. And you just mentioned that like your family is not the type that discusses that. How did you find that path for yourself?
I discovered a sex positive community. A lot of what I learned is going to play parties, connecting to sex educators. I have a great story and it relates to like the first initiation to play party. It feels like Dorothy and the Three Little Bears, but it's like the play party, the sexy version. So I got invited to go to this event called Polypalooza, and they had a lot of sex educators, and I'm Capricorn. So what hooks me is business, entrepreneurship. And my friend says, you're going to meet lots of people. You're going to be able to like connect with other people around business, and you're going to learn some cool stuff about sex. And my Capricorn self said, okay, I'm excited to go to this event. And then I go to this play party and it was like an orgy. I was so triggered. I was fully clothed. I was like the only person clothed and I was very uncomfortable. I wanted to go back to my hotel room and hide and cry until my friend says, hey, I invite you to, you know, explore your edges. I invite you to, you know, come to one of the play parties and just discover what comes up. So I went to the first room. So they had 3 rooms. They had a red room for sex, a white room for tantra, and the blue and black room for BDSM. And so I go to the red room, like Goldilocks and the 3 Bears, except I go there, it's like super sensual and hot. And I was tempted, but I was still afraid. I had like fear and trauma was coming up. And I said, maybe that's too much. And so I go to the white room for tantra and it was white and heavenly. And I'm like, oh, this is not enough for me.
This isn't going to do it.
Right? So then I go to the blue and black room and I saw her spanking. There was just an energy there that I was kind of curious, but kind of like feeling guilty and naughty. And a friend of mine said, do you want to explore this? And I said, I don't know if I can trust you. I don't know. And he's like, oh, it sounds like you're angry. Would you want to release some of this anger and trauma? And I said, oh yeah. And
oh, so, yeah, tell me how to do that.
And so I got tied up. I had a shamanic experience and it's not something like out of your body. It's literally like connecting with your breath.
Yeah.
Connecting with your memories. And for me, I was part of my shamanic experiences. Yes, I was tied up. I was being fed chocolate and I was remembering my mother chasing me with a belt. And suddenly there was this ecstasy, this like this connection to source. And I was like, oh my God, this is just right. Like this experience is just right. And for me, that was like the Goldilocks experience where I was like, I found myself. And for me, the taboo was accepting that this is okay. It's okay to explore your edges. Yeah. It's okay to desire something outside that's uncomfortable, but you know that there's a desire there. So once I went to this play party, I discovered that my edge was like kink. My edge was like being tied up and my edge was, you know, like having people watch me and applaud me. And I was like, oh my God, I want to celebrate people. I want to celebrate women. I want women to feel how exciting and freeing this is. And so I've been living that mission every day. And every time I see a woman, I'm like, I know that you're just open to possibilities, open to money, open to all this stuff. Once we like release some of these like hidden fears around sexuality and money, it shows up in your throat chakra. It shows up in your confidence. Like, I used to be shy. I used to like hate podcasts. I was like, oh, I'm going to feel nauseous. I'm never going to do that. You're going to have to pay me money to do that. But now it's like, I'm just talking to my friend and maybe people will listen, but I don't make it a big deal. For me, the bigger deal is there's other things in the world. There's sex trafficking. Yeah. There is people taking advantage of women. There's rape culture. There's so much stuff that's bigger beyond us. And when you see that bigness, you see that you're here for a bigger cause. And my cause is, having women feel sexually liberated so they can own who they are. They can be with the partner of their dreams. I mean, I'm living with the partner of my dreams and,
and you guys are the cutest.
We are the cutest. So we are so cute together. And we talk about money all the time. As much as we talk about desires, you know,
just really open and free flowing and honest. It sounds like there's a lot of honesty and trust there.
Oh, all the time. Honesty, every single level. There's like nothing to hide. That is me living my path.
Yeah. And inspiring, right? I mean, you see people look on like Instagram and Pinterest and like hashtag couple goals or things like that. And it's like cute pictures, but it's so much more than that. And I think what you guys embody, and when you guys like come to workshops and we all get on Zoom calls together and we all talk together, like just being able to like be in each other's corner, to be honest, to talk about those hard things. So you guys really have like the dynamic duo going on. You have the sex and the money piece.
We do. My partner does crypto and he's very into like finance. We budget together, and you know, to be honest, I still get triggered by some stuff, but the more that I work on it myself, I'm able to really hold space and listen to those that are really in the uncomfortable energy of that. And of course, money is going to come up with your mom. It's going to come up with your partner. But money is like how you feel within yourself. It's exactly a tool,
a reflection.
And of course, Taylor, I see that you follow Amanda Francis. So
I love her.
A big part of my journey is like investing in like wealth, abundant women, wealth witches, and then also like teaching it. I'm starting to also share more about my money journey on TikTok and starting to talk about it. And so that's really liberating and actually turns me on.
See, and I love that you bring that up because it's all so interconnected. Like you can't fully be confident and not have it bleed into other places of your life. Like you can't be fully sexually confident and aware without it coming up in confidence in other areas. And like, I'm sure, I know that, well, I won't speak for you, but I know that when I started, I was like, oh, I'm only going to focus on this one piece of spirituality because this is what I need. This is what I know. And then like my root chakra started coming up in certain situations, which was really coming up to a money thing, which was really coming up with, you know, self-confidence issues and traumas in other places. And it's also interwoven that once you start, I feel like you just fall down like the rabbit hole of money, confidence, sexual sovereignty, working with other entrepreneurs or working, living your fullest expression. And you also have a program about that, don't you? You have the Embody Your Voice.
Embody Voice. Yes. So yes, we start the first round May 25th through May 29th. So there's a talent show.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see you guys.
I hope you join us, Taylor.
I'm going to. I talked with Grizel about it. I have to set up Telegram. Is it Telegram that it was on? I think
it's on Facebook.
And there's an app, isn't there? It got sent to me in a link. Anyway, you guys, it's on Facebook. We have a couple of our friends that are in it. Our friend Grizel, which you guys will be meeting soon. And tell us about it. What's going to be in it?
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited. This is so part of our sexual healing. I did not realize that this is initiation of literally healing worthiness, healing sisterhood wound, healing your shame around your truth, around your story. And once you heal it, oh my goodness, like I'm already activated by it. I had a breakdown a few days ago. I was at a birthday and I felt shy. I couldn't feel, I felt like the little girl who didn't know what table am I going to? Am I going to the cool table? Am I going to the nerd table? And there was that moment of, oh my goodness, I'm about to have a breakdown. So I went outside and I started having a prayer. And it was really about letting go of my shit, letting go of my worthiness. And I start tapping and I start the first practice, which we're doing on day one, which is tapping. And I'm like, who am I without my story? Who am I without my story? How can I show up in my strength? And how can I be resilient? And so I started tapping. I was like dark in the dark without my partner. I said, this is not my partner's healing. This is my healing. Right. I don't need someone to hold my hand. And so I was like, oh my goodness. I started having that breakthrough because a lot of my worthiness came from like the sisterhood wound, not feeling like I had a sisterhood or a community. And so the first day is we're clearing out the programming around shyness. And it's so connected to the sisterhood. And then day two is embracing the awkward, embracing that you're socially awkward, accept that you're shy, feel turned on by your voice. So day two is a content day. Day three, Yulia is going to be leading a super yummy, sexy meditation. She has sexy meditations. Day four, we're going to do a healing. We're going to work with emotions. We're going to work with the body. And day five is a talent show. So I'm doing a rap. So I haven't practiced the rap, but it is really confronting. It teaches me really to like focus, to be present. I've always told myself one day I will do the rap, one day when I'm like smarter, but I'm doing it now. So if you have a story, the whole purpose of the talent show is not to be the coolest. It's literally about having a breakthrough in voice. And so my biggest mission is for women to start to discover their spiritual gifts through this activation, through this program. And then of course, we're going to have five bonus masterclasses. One of it is with our friend Griselle. She's going to do like a hypnotherapy. Yeah. And oh my goodness, shout out to Griselle who has been helping me so much with the organization of this. Like all the facilitators, I'm like, I'm in love with all of them.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. Exactly. So shout out to Griselle, who's been so supportive to the organization of this workshop, even doing the facilitation, you know, creating the emails, creating the content has taught me about leadership. So even behind the scenes, it seems easy when you're launching a 5-day course, but when you activate the throat chakra, it also activates leadership. It teaches you how to be assertive. It teaches you how to ask for what you want. It teaches you how to be very disciplined. So I'm setting boundaries. I'm like saying, hey, I really need this. I'm expecting this.
Yep.
So when you start to activate it, like you feel fully in your body, you feel embodied. Like that
is really standing in your truth. Yeah.
So I'm excited. And I will tell you, I have done five like free challenges in the beginning of my career. I think I did like 3 or 4 challenges. The only one who did it was me and my friend. But now we have almost 70 from women around the world, Africa, Scotland, Australia, all over the world. And so it's like, oh my goodness, my vision is coming true.
Right. Having a place for that sisterhood to really take space.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting. I hope to see all of you, whoever listens. And even if you miss the challenge, we are going to be selling the bundle at $47. So it's going to be free until June 29th. So it's going to be available. And then of course, we're going to have multiple rounds and have like a wait list. But for now, you just have to sign up. It's exciting. I'm already in that energy. It's going to be powerful. Like I know it's going to be powerful.
And I'll put it in the show notes. We would love to see you guys there. I've just been slacking on my sign up, but like, I'm excited for it. I'm ready. And Griselle, who you guys will be meeting in an episode in a little bit. But she has been talking about how before it's even started, like how transformational it's been and how many breakthroughs she feels like she's had and how many little things along the way have really like helped her open up. And that's really her story to share. But just so everybody knows that like this healing doesn't have to happen solely in those containers. It happens when you find your voice and you talk about it. When you meet other people, when you meet in Zoom network rooms and find something to do together, when you advertise what it is that, you know, maybe you don't have any friends in your area that want to do your program. Great, fine, whatever. Erica has people joining from Scotland, from Africa. Like, she's in Arizona. So
I'm in California.
Yeah, you're in California. I'm in Arizona. You know, and we're still able to connect, and she's able to connect with people all over. So really just embodying what it is that you feel like you're here to do. And it might not always feel like you're being supported along that path, but like there are people looking for you, for your brand, for your knowledge, for your wisdom, for what you bring to the table. And I think Erica's story really highlights that and really showcases that. So keep an eye out for the embodied experience. It's going to be amazing. I will put it in the show notes. And I feel like you always have so many things going on. What else do you have going on right now?
The embodied voice is the big thing right now. I'm mostly creating content around money, but I'm also offering a lot of my services for sexual sovereignty. So I have a one-on-one offer for private clients who really want to take it to the next level, learn to become their own self-pleasure shaman. It's easy to do talk therapy and go to a therapist. And I'm not here to say it's not okay. Like, not okay. I love going to my therapy. I love going to my therapist, but imagine the time and money you're going to save by learning some of this technology and actually applying this when you're in breakdown. So when I had a heartbreak, when I had a shocking experience, when I couldn't do business, I was able to tap into these tools and say, and save more money. So you're going to save money. You're going to save time. You're going to like perform. One of the clients I work with is a like legendary dancer, world-class dancer all over the world. Not even kidding. And she's my teacher. And so I was like, what? Like, how are you asking me for help? And I helped her, and she was overcoming the memory of her late husband who they divorced. And she was listening to a song, Gravity, and she lost it. She couldn't work for a week. So we ended up working with that song. So a big part of the work that I do is I work with music triggers that remind you about that story that is still anchoring you. So I really believe that if we're over something, we're no longer going to be triggered by the smell, the sound, the past trauma. And so when we do this, we really activate into the subconscious mind. And it's truly like one of my favorite healings. I rarely use it, but I only use it when it's like, okay, money stuff is coming up. If you're an entrepreneur and you're like ready to do a sales call, love it for sales, then you can use this technology. So it's absolutely powerful. And this is something I'm excited about. I'm actually going to start with my new client today and, you know, teach her this. So this is really like, if you want to become your own self-pleasure shaman, become your own healer. And guess what? You get to teach this to your children. You get to teach this to your sisters. I'm not saying that, no, you're not allowed to teach this. I've had clients who literally did like an Instagram live and they would teach this to their audience because it is healing. It is that transformational. And if you're skeptical, trust me, I have worked with skeptics. I have worked with engineers. I have worked with monks. I have worked with people who said this is the stupidest thing, but guess what? It works.
I love it. And you guys can find that info for that. If you're interested in working with her, I'm going to put her stuff in the show notes. Her Instagram and her TikTok are also full of like informational tidbits. If you're like, oh, I don't know if I can commit yet. If you're still on the fence, go watch a couple of her things, because I am positive you will not be on the fence anymore. She is really active on Instagram. You always have really good Instagram lives and full of information, conversations.
Yeah. I wanted to share one last thing. So one of the brands I'm in love with is RelationFlix. It's an e-video subscription platform to couples to teach content on relationships, intimacy, sexuality. They have an instructor teaching like about erotic touch, something I'm going to definitely be watching it. I'm one of the facilitators, and my piece is sexual confidence. I'm actually one of the popular videos on the platform is sexual confidence, which is by me. I was actually very surprised, but I teach it in a way that it's really about clearing shame. It's really about the work that we all avoid is like, oh, I'll do it later. It's not important. Trust me. Yeah. I did fitness. I did personal development. I did Landmark, but sex was the last thing I even imagined was going to be the healing. But that is a free 14-day trial. And, you know, you could always opt out, but I mean, I endorse them. They are extremely heart-centered, professional. My teacher's on that platform. He teaches about trauma and polyvagal theory, healing the nervous system. So there's a tons of different topics wherever you are at. I highly recommend it. So that's my last endorsement.
It sounds amazing. I think everyone should check it out. I think that's such a lie though, that we never have time. You guys have time if it's a priority. So if it's free and she's giving you a resource, I would highly, highly recommend looking at it.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to share is for those that are showing up for Embodied Voice, there is going to be prizes to show up. You know, you will be rewarded to show up. You show up all 5 days, there's chances to win a sexual sovereignty self-study course. You can also win something from Griselle, who is amazing. I actually was one of her clients. God, we have so many free prizes. I think we have like 5 prizes or more. So again, it's not about doing it for the prize. I'm a Capricorn, so yes, I'm driven by competition, but do it for you.
Right.
And if you're inspired right now, you're like, oh man, maybe next time. Let me tell you, you don't even need a 5-day prep program. You don't need a coach. You just need to start using your voice.
No, I love that. I love that. You don't need all these things. They're great to have. I think that coaches and these classes are like little cheat codes to life, but honestly, like all you need is yourself and a commitment to yourself to do better. And if you're looking for a great place to start, Erica is, of course, a wealth of information, as you guys can tell. Thank you so much for coming today and sharing that. I think that your story is inspirational and I love to hear you share it with no shame and no restrictions now. And I love that for you and your journey. And I'm super excited that we got to do this. I've wanted to do this with you since, I think it's been like a month, 2 months since we connected. And I was like, at some point we're going to get together. We're going to do this.
We are.
So I'm super happy that we were able to make it work and I'm excited for the upcoming challenge. And I think we both are excited to see new people join us.
Absolutely. Thank you. It felt like I was in your closet.
In my closet where we record together. It's a magical time. Thank you for coming and we hope to see you guys soon.